Good morning, 809, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, one of the key, obviously dramatically affected cities as a result of the failure of the three-mile bridge to continue to be able to support traffic as we work through that whole process. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So I have two major things that I want to talk with you about. Let's talk about the positive-ish one first, and then we'll talk about the negative one-ish after that. The positive one is you guys are working pretty fast and furious to find a way to create a boat service, ferry service between Gulf Breeze and Pensacola, right?
That's right, Andrew. I love the poetic, you know, symmetry that I'm talking to you about a ferry while I drive Garcon Point.
Oh my gosh.
An hour and a half to get to an Escambia EOC interlocal meeting to plan a ferry. So yes, we are just daily. We are meeting either virtually or in person throughout the weekend. Lots of teams, state, regional, you know, and of course our sister city. So. You know, we're all working. We understand that this is a natural disaster and that it is affecting people's ability to get to work. You know, that includes both cities. So we have had employees quit. I mean, just promptly quit because they are not able to drive from, you know, West Pensacola and take 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening. And so we're already feeling the effect. Obviously, our local businesses are feeling that too. We realize that time is the issue.
Wow. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised by that because that's obvious once you think about the implications of who wants to do this long term. And I still think we're probably talking, I mean, I've said optimistically 6 months at this point, but I think it's more like 8 months to a year. I don't know if you're hearing any different. I know they're not saying anything officially, but you guys have to be planning for that kind of a time frame, right?
Most definitely we are. We're because it is an unknown, and so we're, you know, putting in place safe, you know, efficient and effective commuter ferry service that could operate upwards of a year. That is our working plan. And, of course, when you're talking about ferry service, you're talking about required, you know, permitting on a state and federal level. So getting those, you know, machinations to move, you know, through an emergency process is obviously a challenge. It means that we have to bring to bear, you know, all the relationships that we have. That is all in the works. We have been extremely pleased with DEP, who are working with us on an emergency construction permit. We have to extend Shoreline Park here 100 feet in order to get to the depth that is necessary for these ferries. We're working with ferries because in order, you know, to receive federal assistance, we have to make sure that everything is ADA compliant and safe for liability issues and otherwise. And so, yeah, it's, you know, working through the weekend, doing seagrass surveys and, you know, with federal representatives and going out. You know, again, we last met interlocally Friday at 9. We're meeting again today. We're putting together a survey so that we can push that out to our citizens and try to get a better finger on usership. Obviously, there's a rate of diminishing returns.
Right.
And so, you know, the further east you live out from Gulf Breeze, you're more likely to take Garcon Point and not ride the ferry. We want to, you know, sharpen the point on what that travel looks like. So, for, you know, for instance, for a ferry of, let's say, 140 to 150 passengers that can travel about 18 knots, that's a 16-minute travel time from Shoreline Park South to Pensacola. Gulf Breeze's objective is to make sure that our citizens can get to work on a reliable time every morning and afternoon. So we're talking about ferry service Monday through Friday. As it relates to Pensacola Beach, that is a longer traffic time, but that's making sure that people, Andrew, can get out to those restaurants and those businesses. And so they're also talking with the individual, you know, charter captains, a little bit different of a business, you know, model there. But we're all at the table together working with Santa Rosa Island Authority and, you know, Escambia, Pensacola, DEP, Army Corps of Engineer, FDOT. We're all there.
Ballpark, if you had to, and I know this is a difficult question to answer, but ballpark, if you had to, permitting, construction, finding the ferry, extending the pier out, all everything so that to the point where you can actually start putting people on the ferry and taking them across Monday through Friday, when do you anticipate maybe beginning this, and do we have any cost estimate yet per passenger?
Well, for Gulf Breeze side, the biggest issue is that we don't have an active permit. And so the state of Florida is working with us. We can truly say that. The problem is when you get to a federal level and we're talking about U.S. Fish and Wildlife and other federal agencies that have to sign off, that is an unknown variable as we talk this morning.
Okay.
Tomorrow will be 2 weeks out, you know, from the landing of Hurricane Sally. So with that unknown, I'm going to say the end of October for Gulf Breeze side. For Pensacola side that has an active permit, you know, they're projecting 2 to 3 weeks. So once we have that unknown and we, you know, have more assurance on the federal side of the permitting process, I think I can maybe more fine-tune that time frame. But
okay.
Right now, I think safely the end of October.
Which makes sense because, like you say, Gulf Breeze didn't have a ferry landing before. It doesn't have one. That's why we need to build it. But the permit is for, you know, Pensacola Beach, Pensacola, and for Fort Pickens. Any idea about cost?
Well, we're working on that as well. And, you know, that's the real challenge. What we've all shared around the table is that for the economic stability of our area, we're going to make this happen. Secondary, we are going to then have a conversation about who gets this bill.
Yeah.
Those are two different conversations. Number one, it's important to get everybody to work. But secondly, we're going to sit down and then we're going to talk about accountability. We're going to talk about acknowledgement. You know, those are things that I think definitely have to happen, but not at the same time that we're in emergency response and recovery mode.
So is the goal?
We understand, Andrew, that takes a longer time. And
yeah.
You know, when it comes to, you know, when you talk about paying for the ferry, I just want to share, we are tomorrow 2 weeks out from the storm, and we have not had federal representatives, you know, from FEMA come and look at the damage to our public utilities. We have had a crew come out and look at our park facilities, but as it relates to our repeated requests to look at our 38 lift stations, which were damaged, our wastewater treatment facility, you know, our other public facilities that need public assistance, we're 2 weeks out and still have not seen a FEMA team. We don't have a
wow.
direct FEMA contact, which is very unusual. We've been told that COVID, you know, has affected the numbers of you know, FEMA reps on the ground, also other natural disasters. So, you know, what we're talking about is a storm event that, you know, with more than 20 inches of water in Gulf Breeze, certainly more than that in Escambia, but within 24 hours, you know, the water is inside
right.
the home.
Right, and to not have the FEMA reps here yet. I mean, I understand. Hey,
yeah.
Sam, hang on for
yeah.
a second. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager for Gulf Breeze. Sam, I just want to make sure I heard you right a moment ago. It sounded like you were implying that the goal for the ferry might be to actually make it free and then to find a way to pay for it, either from you or from somebody else, Skanska or somebody. Did I hear you right, or am I overinterpreting?
No, you picked up on that correctly. So
okay.
Our goal is to provide a no or low cost ferry ride for Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, you know, and back for that commuter trip time. And, you know, I will say on that side of the equation as it relates to, you know, DOT and our Florida Highway, you know, they have really been partners in this. They've been at the table with us every step of the way. And so we do appreciate, you know, the state of Florida is definitely stepping up, and it is one of the reasons why we're able to act so quickly.
Wow. I mean, that's great. I'm just thinking about, you know, I'm thinking about how people are hearing this a year, a ferry construction waiting on the feds, no FEMA, just, And I hate to leave it on what I think is a very negative note, but I did want to give you at least 30 seconds or so to just, how bad is this for businesses in Gulf Breeze, especially those along 98 who are depending on pass by traffic? I don't live there. I haven't been there since the storm because it is so far along, but so far around. But how bad does it seem to you at this point?
Bad.
Okay.
I mean, Andrew, when we talk, I'm always looking for the silver lining and the plan of action and response. And
yeah,
we are very worried for our businesses, and we're talking with our Chamber of Commerce. You know, Mayor Fitch is reaching out to our civic groups to talk about turning really Highway 98 at the base of the bridge into a cul-de-sac, having block parties, you know, really thinking like a Main Street program, needing to get that up, you know, quickly. But when you're talking about creating kind of a concession model, you know, like if you're in a food court of a mall, well, it requires foot traffic.
Yeah.
And so we don't have that driver without Pensacola on the other end. And that's going to be the real challenge, is we're going to have to come up with special events and things that drive people into, you know, the western area of downtown. So that is something that we're talking about. We're very concerned, you know, for our businesses. And given, you know, the period of time it could be until the bridge is back open, it isn't like, you know, Hurricane Ivan, where within a period of weeks, the bridge was able to be restored and businesses, you know, reopened. In many ways, this was more catastrophic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just really, between COVID and now Hurricane Sally and the lack of federal assistance that we're receiving, we are very concerned for our local businesses that have been able to hold on throughout this, you know, extended bridge project that started, you know, in 2019. So we're very, very concerned.
Well, that's not surprising. That's about the answer that I expected. I hoped it would be better than that, but I'm glad you guys are thinking of trying to come up with some solution. Sam Abel, I know it's a challenging situation all around. I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning so that we can get the word out to people what to expect and, you know, hopefully some form of solutions on the near horizon. Sam Abel, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Sam, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks.